A great debate continues to rage over what to do with hundreds of Confederate monuments across the South. As Mark Schwerin reports, their true historical roots are sometimes overlooked. The story comes down in 3, 2, 1. Many say the monuments are about regional heritage and history, but the monuments are really tributes to white supremacy, says Dr. Mitch Kishun, a Western Michigan University professor of history.
The vast majority of them went up between about 1900 and 1920. And this is a time period, obviously, well after the war. It's, you know, during the 50th anniversary of the end of the war. And it was a time period during which Jim Crow segregation was really becoming solidified in law and in practice. These monuments are certainly in part a symbol of pride in the Confederacy, but they're also intended to give a message about the natural order of Southern society in particular, which is where most of these monuments went up, and that society was based primarily on white supremacy.
Kishun says there may be some 700 of the monuments with generic Confederate soldier statues mass-produced in the early 1900s. Kishun says white supremacy was sometimes mentioned at dedications of the monuments and memorials.
Asking about what purpose the monuments serve, there's a great example from 1908 in the town of Lexington, Mississippi, where a Confederate veteran, a local politician who was a young man, fought in the war, gave a dedication speech at one of these monuments in which he said, "This monument will keep honored and honorable as the years roll on, the name and fame of the fathers and forefathers of our present and future dominant and ruling Southern Anglo-Saxon element. These sacred memorials tell in silent but potent language that the white people of the South shall rule and govern the Southern states forever." So the idea that this is a symbol of regional pride is a little distorted.
Kishun says the popular view that the monuments are about Southern pride ignores that one-third of the people in the South at the time of the Civil War were black and obscures their history.
Part of the confusion about these memorials is a lot of people who support them say, this is regional pride, this is Southern pride, this is pride in our heritage and our history. But that overlooks the fact that at the time of the Civil War, one-third of Southerners were black, and the overwhelming majority of those were enslaved. So to talk about Southern pride in itself erases the history of the black people who experienced life under slavery in the South and life under Jim Crow segregation during the decades, many decades afterward.
Kishun says it's good that there is a debate over the monuments now and that moving them or taking them down really does not eliminate history.
I think it's a good thing that these statues, these monuments, are getting the attention that they're getting because we need to examine that history. The argument that taking down the monuments would be erasing history is not really an argument that holds water. There's plenty of history out there. The history of the Confederacy, the history of Robert E. Lee, Stonewall Jackson, the Civil War is not being erased. There are books. There are thousands of books written about these topics. There are museum exhibits. There are historic sites all over the country. The history is there. The monuments are not there to preserve history, to tell a historical story. They are there to promote a particular perspective on the past and one that is based in the ideas of white supremacy.
From Western Michigan University, I'm Mark Schwerin.